Well, good morning, congregation. This is a little different because I'm standing here with empty pews and Luca's at the controls, which is great. Appreciate that he's here to record this. I just thought there would be some things that I would want to share on this first Sunday that we don't have a service. I'm very sorry that the youth service has to be postponed, but we trust that at some point they'll be able to share about their mission trip with all of us coming up. I want to share a word from Scripture and some thoughts that I trust are from the Lord for us as a church family at this time with the COVID-19 crisis. Yeah, everything has changed. Our world feels very much in turmoil. We have concerns. So what does God say? And I want to share again a Scripture reading from Psalm 46. It's some verses that I did have last Sunday as well. I didn't preach on them, but just wanted them to be a source of encouragement as I do this morning too. The first verses of Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. So this has been a source of encouragement to me, and I trust it will be to you, that God is our refuge, God is our strength, God is ever-present. He's our ever-present help in trouble, and this certainly seems like a troubled time. And so what a wonderful verse. And then it says, so we don't need to fear. No matter what happens, we don't need to fear. And then the last couple verses of this psalm, God says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I think we need times to just be still and know that God is God. That He's with us, that He's our fortress, that He's our strength. And so, yeah, we don't know what's ahead, what will happen. We anticipate that some people were going to get this COVID-19, but that God is in control, and He will help us through this, and so we don't need to fear. I think many of us have been watching the news, paying attention to announcements. This coronavirus, COVID-19, this is big, and we are concerned. On the news, I keep hearing this is a twofold crisis. There's the health crisis and there's the economic crisis. We, of course, first we think of people and their health, their wellness. We don't want people to be sick. We don't want people to die. There's that whole health aspect to it, and that's the main thing. And so we have this social distancing and trying not to spread, to in fact stop the spread of this virus. At the same time, that goes with it is this economic crisis. The whole economy is changing. There are some things that because people aren't able to work, they aren't able to do their jobs, a lot of industries aren't happening. This causes a major economic crisis for many people. And so we have what's twofold, the health crisis and the economic crisis. And I think you're getting good information from medical health officers, from newscasters, from government leaders, et cetera, on those two fronts. There's health and the economy. And they're doing what they can. I'm going to say a little about the health crisis and then share more on not the economic, but rather the faith aspect of our situation. I think the economic and other considerations, they are real for us. God cares about them, but I won't address them today. The health crisis is here. And we may not have any cases in our church family at this point. I'm not aware of any. And yet it is affecting all of us, and it may come to us. So we want to be prepared. We want to take appropriate action. We want to do the things that we're supposed to do in the midst of all that's happening around us. And so I believe we are right to follow the advice of our medical and governing authorities. A few verses from Romans 13, I'll read 1, 5, and 7. It says, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor." So our leaders are working for our good, as they are called to do. And so we want to honor our leaders, and at this time, particularly our health workers. They are working hard for our good and our protection. There are some implications for us. One, some of you are in self-isolation because you traveled or because you've become in contact with others who may be at risk, or because maybe you've chosen to be in self-isolation to prevent yourself from getting this because of your own immune system or other factors. You're now away from people. You're isolating. So that's first. That has changes for you. Two, our seniors in the lodge and other care facilities, there are changes for them as well. They cannot go out, and we cannot go in. So where normally they receive visitors, their family, people from the church, people from the community, where they have services for them, all those things have changed. And so they are, in a sense, in isolation, even though they have others from within the lodge and care facilities. They don't have people from the outside that they are used to. Three, we have canceled services during this time. We know that gatherings are limited to 50 people, and we actually did have conversations about maybe we could go to 2 or even 3 services and would have met the criteria. But there would have been more contact than necessary, and so we want to do our part to limit exposure to others, not just for ourselves, but to limit the spread of COVID-19, of this virus, so it doesn't go to other people. And so we've canceled services, which we thought was the prudent thing to do. And four, we're trying other ways to care and are offering ourselves to serve. There may be ways that we need to rise up in new ways at this time. Possibly there will be people in isolation who will need the delivery of groceries or medications that others of us can do. So we want to serve. So if there are needs, then call the office, call myself, call others in the church. We think we will organize in some groups that make sure that by having a limited number of people in a group, even though the group may not meet, but there will be a way to make sure that everyone is cared for. And so we say follow the health guidelines, you know, frequent hand washing, social distancing, those kind of things. So that's a few words about the health concern. Because there is this virus, this crisis, it is changing the ways we do things, we interact with others, and there are implications for all of that. And we are trying to comply, to do what is right and appropriate given the situation. Secondly, though, I want to talk about faith in a time of crisis. And here I also want to talk about two things. First, I will talk about our strength being in the Lord. Second, I want to talk about us being a support to one another. And I believe both aspects are critical. There are many scripture passages which talk about our strength coming from God. After the death of Moses, God called Joshua to lead his people. They were about to embark on a new venture, taking the promised land. And God assured Joshua and the people that he would be there for them. Listen to these verses from Joshua 1. God assures him by saying, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." God was saying they could be strong because God would be with them wherever they would go, whatever would happen. God assured them that he would never leave them. He would never forsake them. And this is quoted in the New Testament as an assurance to all of us that God is with us. He is our strength. There is an interesting verse in Joshua 3, and it's verse 4. It says, "Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before." Doesn't that feel like our situation? We have never been this way before. These are new and different times. And God says, you know, if you follow my word, if you walk with me, I will be with you, and you will know what to do because I am with you and will guide you, even though you've never been this way before. And so we've not done church like this. But God is with us, and he will help us. He will lead us. And so we go with a certain amount of confidence, knowing that he is our strength. And so I urge all of you to trust in the Lord, to rest in the Lord, to be at peace in God. I think one of the things we are hearing on the news is that there are a lot of people with anxiety at this time. And certainly I get that these are uncertain times, but we have God. And so we don't need to worry, but we need to trust him. One of the ways God is our strength and God is with us is through prayer. God has given us many assurances that he will help us when we pray. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So it gives us an alternative to, rather than just worry and fret and think, oh, look at this terrible situation before us and what will happen to us economically and what will happen to our health and those we love, we say, yeah, we're gonna give God all of our cares. We're gonna lift him up before him. So it says, don't be anxious, but by prayer, present your request to God. And so I urge us to be people of prayer and to allow God to flood us with his peace, a peace that transcends understanding. And so it may not make sense to people in the world that we are so at peace in this time, but that can come from God. And then some other verses in Hebrews chapter 4, 14 to 16. It says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." That may be written, it may be focused a bit more on temptation than illness. But it says we have a great high priest. We have Jesus who understands life in this world. He's gone through stuff. He has suffered. And yet he didn't sin. And so it says there's mercy for us. There's grace for us to help us in our time of need. So we go boldly, we go confidently before God in prayer. And so God is our strength. Many verses, the verse I opened with, Joshua, these verses on prayer. God is our strength in this time. We can be confident, we can trust him. I said I had a second point about our faith, and that is, this is a time to be there for one another. I believe faith is personal, but it is more than individual. God calls us to follow him in community, together. We're a church family. God has called us to be his people together. Some of us leaders have been asking, how are we to do church, be the church? Something described as a family, a body, and a fellowship. How are we to do that in a time when we are to practice social distancing, when people are in isolation, when we don't gather as a church family? We know that God is with us. At the same time, God has created us for relationships. We need the love and support we receive from one another. And part of our strength is in how God's people come together. So this is a time for us to find creative ways to be the church. This is not a time to go solo. You need the church, and the church needs you. I need the church, and the church needs me. There are a few things we think we can do. One, we can pray for one another. I think there's a strong connection as we do that. As we lift up people before God's throne of grace, there's a connection that we feel, we find real, tangible strength in, because God does that. And so pray for others. Think of their situation. Maybe you want to take a church directory, or you've got the bulletin that you received through the email. And so you can look at those prayer needs. But as you think of others in the church and their situation, maybe it's thinking of those in the lodge or seniors' care facilities, say a prayer for them, and there'll be a connection with them. And we will, in that way, remain a family, a church body. We will have community through prayer. Two, we may care for one another. We're planning to organize the church into groups for care, and these won't be groups to meet together, at least during the COVID-19 crisis, but they may be ways to support one another through the various needs we may have. Some may be in isolation, and I said earlier, and I'll say again, they may need delivery of groceries or prescriptions or something, and we can drop it off at their door. Someone may deliver it to them. It will be just a way of caring, knowing you are cared for, that when if something happens, if should you get sick, that there will be people there for you and the church will care. Three, maybe we may be able to meet together through our computers. The Alberta Mennonite Brethren Conference has a sharing platform called Zoom. And it's a way to have connection. So we're going to see maybe next Sunday, if you're listening to this March 22nd Sunday, maybe by the 29th, we'll be able to have something where we can all be online together, and you'll actually be able to speak and be able to hear others from the congregation, not just me, and we'll be able to maybe share questions, comments, concerns, prayers, be able to see others' faces through that means. So through online resources, there are ways for us to stay connected. Four, I want to emphasize, and maybe similar to prayer, but we may depend on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit is within believers, and so we have a connection through God to one another. The Holy Spirit is among us, he's in us, and we can trust him. And five, we may use this time as an opportunity for ministry, both within the church and to those outside. Times of crisis and uncertainty have often been times in the world when people have turned to Jesus because they recognize their need. They need something that transcends the problems around us. Jesus said, "They will know we are Christians by our love for one another." So as we love each other, as we share, as we care for those in need, as we stay connected, it may be a witness to our world. And this may be opportunities for us to share with those who don't know Jesus, who haven't received the gospel, who are in need of eternal salvation, but also of God's help and strength in this time. So let's be aware of how God wants to use us, both to build up one another in the family. I think this is an opportunity for that. It's to know that we are in very much in need. We're not capable in and of ourselves, but we need God's strength. In Ephesians 4, 1 to 7, Paul writes, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it." I think of Paul being in prison, in a way, not in self-isolation, but in, nevertheless, in isolation, forced upon him, and yet feeling this connection to the church, his love for the family, his wanting of others to experience the oneness there is in Christ. Our situation's a little different, but we too are a body, and God wants to continue to work through us, even in this time when we're not gathering together face to face. I think there are amazing stories throughout church history of how God has met the needs of his people in powerful ways, often in the midst of crisis. And we have experienced that. There are stories, even from our church family, from some of our seniors who maybe left difficult situations and have come to freedom in Canada. And we're thankful for our country and the resources that we have now. I think we need to be reminded of what God has done, both in Scripture and in the lives of our people. And as we think of those times, then even though this is a difficult time, even though you may not be with other people that you would love to share meals with, coffee with, just have conversations with, I think we can continue to go forward in faith. You can, you know, I certainly make use of the technology that's there, whether through emails or texts or pick up the phone and call someone. I think there is a way that we can stay connected, we can build up one another. In conclusion, I just thought I would share from Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Oh, we don't need to be a people of fear, because God is with us and he will strengthen us. He will help us. He will hold us. So we put our trust in him that he will guide us through this time of crisis. Let me pray with you. Oh, dear God, this is a big crisis, not just for a few of us, it's for the world. It's for our country, for our province, for our community, for our church family. And so we pray that you will do mighty and amazing things to help, to stop the spread, to guide us in this time, to be a comfort to people in the midst of difficulty, that we would experience you in new and powerful ways, that you would guide us in caring for one another as well as being a light to the people around us, that this would be a time of drawing people to yourself. Lord, we pray for your help in the world. We maybe think especially of Italy. Guide that country that they would be able to stop the spread as it seems to have been gotten under control to a large extent in China. So guide the people of Italy and guide our country and the United States as it seems to be spreading, growing in numbers, that you would help the containment. Help us to be responsible as your people in this time. We know that you love us. We know Jesus died for us. We are comforted in the cross and in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Continue to be our strength, both directly and as we care for and support one another. Guide us, Lord, we pray. May we go now with your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.